Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From the Blogulator.com, this is Blogulator Radio.
Blogulator!
I'm Bridget.
I'm...
Lady Amy.
Oh, Lady Amy.
Yep, that's her name. She's been abroad, so...
She is abroad.
Wait.
I think I made that joke last time, so...
Yeah.
Still funny.
Always funny.
Always funny.
You can hear Qualler in the background there, and... Our
Watching some football.
There's...
Well, you ladies talk about stuff.
There's some kind of a game that's on right now, but... Bridget and Lady Amy don't care about that game. We'd rather talk about our stories.
Yeah.
Here on Blogulator Radio.
Mark's got his stories and we've got ours.
We've got our stories. And why do we like to talk about our stories? Because our opinions
are valid.
On this very special episode of Blogulator Radio, Lady Amy is here with us live in studio.
Live!
Talking loud.
Sorry.
That's fine. No, it's
fine. I'm just so excited to be here.
She's been abroad. we want to talk about a little something that's near and dear to our hearts that we've kind of, at least I've kind of forgotten about and then remembered recently thanks to Netflix.
Hmm. And thanks to being unemployed, I've also recently rediscovered it.
Yes.
Hmm.
You want to say what that is for everyone?
No, let's just talk about it and make them guess without actually saying it.
That's a good idea. That's like a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet everybody likes that.
That's a fun game. I bet they're still listening right now.
Okay, it's Gossip Girl.
It's Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl here.
Who am I? I'll never tell.
XOXO. So, I used to blog on theblogulator.com about Gossip Girl a lot. I was a... pretty dedicated Gossip Girl fan, even when the writers seemed to do things that were ridiculous and I don't want to say
isn't the whole show kind of ridiculous?
Well, yeah, kind of. But like, I don't know. It still had moments that were like too ridiculous, and I was like, come on, even for a teenage soap opera, this is kind of crazy.
And I used to blog on Blogulator, or wait, what is it called? Blogulator.com?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been abroad. I used to blog about when all the actors would do crazy stuff.
Right, because the Gossip Girl actors are hot.
Also celebrities.
Right.
And really hot and do crazy stuff.
And they're hot.
And they're hot.
Have we mentioned they're hot?
Yeah.
So anyway, I've not been watching the Gossip Girl at all in this, it's fifth season? Fourth? It's in the middle of its fifth season right now.
Is it actually, it's actually still on the air?
It is still on the air, still going strong, although I don't know who watches it, other than us.
There you go.
All right. no, but yeah, it's in its fifth season. I'd kind of stopped watching at the beginning of season four, which was also right about the time that Lady Amy left, and I had no one to watch it with, and I was like, F it.
Yeah.
I'll watch other things instead. I just would cry.
Right.
For Lady Amy.
So I'm surprised that they kept it on the air, considering I was gone.
Right, I know. I'm surprised that TV still happened, considering you were gone.
I know, right?
But it did still happen, and Lady Amy, because she's unemployed and hasn't had... a chance to really enjoy American television in a while, we decided to totally saturate her by watching, for me it ended up being the entire fourth season on Netflix streaming. How many episodes did you watch?
I think we watched about four in a row.
Four in a row? I feel like it was more like 10.
It could have been. I mean, I think it was four in a row, but I think we also watched more at other times. But
yeah, we definitely watched a lot. And
it's weird because, like, I had actually seen part of that season before I left, and then there's, like, this big gap, and then I'd seen some, like, episodes in the middle of the season, and then, like, a gap, and then some more episodes, so actually when we watched it, it was, like, kind of all the fill-in episodes that I had missed.
Well, that's kind of perfect.
Yeah, it was.
I hadn't seen any of it, and I don't remember why I quit watching it, because it's just as brilliant as it's always been.
And sexy.
And sexy. And so wonderful and sexy that when I got to the end of the fourth season, Netflix, because it's only up to the first four seasons, the fifth is still on the air right now, are on Netflix streaming, it went back to season one, episode one. And I was like, you know what? Don't mind if I do. So I've actually started watching it again from the beginning.
Nice.
I don't know how long that'll last. But let's talk about season four of Gossip Girl. So for those of you who want to hear about a show that was on last year... All right.
Actually, it's really funny because Now I remember where I saw some of season four. Mm-hmm. It was in Australia, which is like one season behind America.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. 24 hours and one season behind.
Yeah.
Or are they ahead?
No, they're ahead 24 hours.
Okay, so ahead 24 hours, but behind one season.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. Like in this like London is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They're like one season behind on all of the shows,
mm-hmm.
which I don't really get. Like in this day and age, like
why that would be
the
case.
The internet and
right.
all the fancy
what with television technology. Yeah. Qualler, do you know why in other countries they'd be a whole season behind airing it?
Blah blah blah. Rights.
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 Copyrights.
Copyrights.
Yeah. Copyright.
Papa C. Ah. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Big Brother Papa C.
Yep.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Fighting the power. I don't know. I show you how shall we proceed? Character by character?
Or plot line by plot line?
Too hard.
Okay.
Character by Because there character? Are too many, yeah.
Let's go in order of hotness.
Okay, that's a fun game.
Mm.
I think the hottest is Nate.
What?
Nate Archibald.
Yeah. I gotta agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although Blair is pretty hot.
Yeah, Blair's...
Yeah.
I think Blair's hotter than Serena. Do you think Blair's hotter than Serena?
Oh, definitely.
Qualler?
I don't even get why Serena's hot at all.
Blair's
opinion.
I think Serena started hot and has gotten less hot because she's gotten more anorexic.
Yeah, Qualler thinks
she's gotten skinnier this season and is less hot.
Also,
she used
she's
to be,
got,
like, all boobs and legs, though, which is awesome.
Yeah, but she's always had that, like, a kind of lemony, like... like, pouty lip kind
lemony,
of, like...
yeah, like she just
like
bit into
sour,
a lemon.
Yeah.
I think that's hot. I think gentlemen find that hot. Is that correct, Qualler?
I'm not as into her face. Blair has a hotter face.
All right.
Way hotter.
So if you could make a hybrid, like, Blair face, Serena body.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, he'd do it. He'd tap that shit.
Yeah, he'd tap that too. You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, okay, so let's start with Nate. Nate Archibald.
We're starting with Blair.
We're starting with Blair.
Wait, did we agree who's hotter, Nate or Blair?
Ooh.
Let's start with Nate, because we're
okay,
girls.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're...
totally not into Blair.
Because we're girls. That was awfully homophobic of you, Amy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She's been abroad.
I've been abroad.
Nate Archibald, so this season, the like main plot line that went on for a while was that there is a girl named Juliet, whom Nate was dating.
Yeah. Wasn't
and
she in some other television show, that
probably.
Actress?
Probably.
I feel like she was in The Sopranos or something. Like, she looks like that undercover FBI agent who is after Adriana.
Oh, maybe. I'd fact check that, but...
Yeah, okay. Can't we do that, like, in post or something? And then cut it out or leave it in?
What's this post you talk about, Amy?
I'm sorry, post-production? You see... Never
That's
mind.
That's cute. We don't do that kind of stuff. This is all raw, real. It's just like that TMZ show or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, So Nate's dating a gal called Juliet who kind of appeared out of nowhere, and I think she was introduced at the end of the third season, but I don't remember why.
And she just wants to bring the gang down.
Yeah, and like...
Specifically Serena,
and we find out it's because her brother is in prison, and he was put in prison. He thought Serena put him there, but actually Serena's mother, Lily, put him in prison because for what she thought was statutory rape, but nothing actually happened. Because apparently that works.
See, I watched almost the whole fourth season with you, and I still never got why.
That's it? That's
okay, fun. That's the reason.
So Nate's dating this girl called Juliet, who is, like, so obviously shady, and no one seems to notice that.
And she's, like, she's this new girl, walks into the group, and she's like, oh, don't you think so-and-so is stealing things and, like, betraying you?
And they're all like,
yeah.
I never thought about that. I mean, she's been my friend for years and years, and I've only known you for 20 minutes, but you're right, Juliet. And she's not even, like, that hot. I mean,
no. In
normal circumstances, she would be pretty hot.
Right.
But, like, when your friends are, like, Serena and Blair and Chuck...
Not that hot. Right. But Nate still has a thing for Serena, anyway, even though he's dating this Juliet girl.
Yeah, so maybe do you think part of him going along with, like, believing Juliet over Serena was maybe his, like, bitter feelings towards Serena for not choosing?
Yeah, I definitely think so, because I don't know.
Yeah.
Underneath, they're all kind of assholes.
Yeah, that's a good revelation.
Mm.
Underneath, they're all kind of assholes.
Some of them on the outside as well.
Mm-hmm. And aren't we all in some way?
Mm.
Not me, though.
Not me either. I've been abroad.
So Nate, number one hottie with Juliet, blah, 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 believes everything she says. What else happened to him? Oh, his dad gets out of prison.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's really hard when you watch a whole season.
He had to convince his mom to go visit his dad in prison or
something. And his mom didn't want to because blah, blah, blah society.
And she's very plain looking for having such a hot son.
Yeah, and his dad's not very good looking either.
No, so where did he get those genes?
That's a good question.
Hmm.
Casting. We're looking at you.
But, okay, so maybe we should, instead of just going down the hotness list, we should do like a sort of plot lines that tie together, because Nate and Dan Humphrey are fighting over Serena.
Of course.
So Dan Humphrey,
we can do Dan Humphrey next, but let's also mention where he might fall on that hotness list. I would put him at the very bottom.
Yeah, like way bottom feeder. Total bottom feeder.
I used to blog a lot too about how much I hated Dan Humphrey.
He is like the Brandon Walsh of Gossip Girl.
Yeah, he's the Brandon Walsh for a new generation.
Yeah.
Or the Dawson Leary.
Yeah.
And by that we mean, of course, the
quote-unquote
nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy
who's actually a total asshole.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you keep finishing last because you're a jerk.
Yeah. And also you only want to pursue these really, really, really hot women because they're hot, but then when they don't want you, it's because you're such a nice guy and nice guys finish last.
Right. But really, you're just a shallow dick like
asshole.
The rest of them.
Yeah.
And, like, he can't get over the fact that he's such a nice guy and he has to talk about it.
Right.
And, like, be like, ugh. All these people, all these Upper East Siders are, it's like, get over it, Dan Humphrey, because your stepmom is Lily Vanderwoodson.
Right.
So, like...
And also, he's always like, oh, my roots in Brooklyn, where all the nice people live.
Right. Because everyone in Brooklyn is just a nice working class kind of fella.
Right.
Get your hands dirty.
Actually,
his dad was, like, a musician, and his mom was an artist, and they lived in an unbelievable loft that was awesome, and, like... went to private school still, so you were doing fine.
Yeah.
So stop acting like it's a class thing.
Right. Plus, like, his dad is just, like, an older version of him. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Qualler just ate something that he's not supposed to eat.
Qualler got into the soup again.
Qualler. Getting into the soup.
It's good.
Oh. See, this is why we can't have a ladies' podcast very frequently, because someone's got to be watching Qualler.
Yeah.
Who tracked all these muddy footprints in here? Qualler.
Qualler.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, we hate Dan Humphrey, but he, of course, is still vying for Serena, which, like, hello, hey, Serena. Da-doi, choose Nate. He's, like, 1,000 times hotter.
And also way nicer.
Yeah, and, I mean, he doesn't have, like, much of a personality.
No.
But it's better than a crappy personality.
Yeah.
If he's, like, neutral and Dan Humphrey is negative, then I would go with the neutral one.
I would go neutral, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So they're both vying for Serena's affection.
Right.
And, at the beginning of the season, he's got what he thinks is his and Georgina's baby. Georgina has sort of, like, left. She's ditched him with the baby, saying that she's going to a spa, but she's actually spotted on vacation somewhere, or, I don't know, on
but
the
it
beach.
Turns out not to be his baby.
Right. It's actually a baby she had with a Russian mobster or gangster whose wife had threatened to kill her. So she had to convince the wife that it wasn't, like, the Russian guy's baby. That it was Dan Humphrey's
baby.
That's
just too crazy.
I know, right?
Right.
I can't remember the baby's name. It was...
It doesn't matter.
Milo or something?
Something stupid.
I thought it was cute.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's all Mr. Momming the baby. And then they find out it's not really his baby. And then he's like, I'm going to keep it anyway. And he and Vanessa are somehow back together because Vanessa is so stupidly in love with him.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it, Vanessa.
She
you're
just has
like a
low
bright,
self-esteem.
Strong, but in every other aspect of her character, she's like an intelligent, like supposed to be like a cool, independent, like woman. And like I just feel like she would have gotten a clue.
You know what? She's just trying to get her friend back to his roots.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's a dick.
Yeah,
and she becomes a dick when she hangs out with all those people.
That's true. Actually, she becomes like a. Conniving, backstabbing, I don't know, bitch or something?
Yeah, bitch or something.
Because she tries to set up Serena for something or other.
Yeah, or Jenny. She doesn't throw Jenny under the bridge.
She threw them all under the bus.
Under the bus, yeah.
Or under the bridge.
You've been abroad. The expression's changed.
Okay.
Yeah, no, and I think that Vanessa, I always thought had been a boring but, like, obviously nice character, and I feel like this season the writers just made her, like, wicked. And I wonder if they did that because people are empathizing or sympathizing with her too much.
I think, from a celebrity gossip point of view,
mm-hmm.
I think it's actually because she's trying to be just as famous as, what are Serena and Blair's real names?
Leighton Meester and Blake Lively. Yeah. And to do that, you have to be a villain?
Well, I don't know. I think they're probably just trying to write her more into the show. Just like, whatever that actress's name is that plays Serena's mom.
Yeah.
All the celebrity gossip magazines were trying to, like, make a big deal about, like, how she, like, I don't know, like, try to make gossip about her. And, like, she had a baby, and they were trying to cover it like she's, like, a big star or something. Mm.
But she's nobody cares. She's an
adult.
Girl.
Yeah, she's an adult character on a teenage, like, drama.
Right. Only teenagers watch it.
Right. And they don't care about the adult characters at all.
Teenagers. We're not grown-ups.
No, right.
Down with grown-ups.
Yeah.
Boring grown-up plot.
Boring grown-ups.
But, no, that's an interesting point. But the thing is, they didn't make her, like, a really, like, there are, like, likable, or not, maybe likable is the wrong word, but there are villains who are, like, really great television soap opera villains who you, like, remember and you, like, love to hate. And I feel like this season,
Vanessa
was still not a villain that you love to hate. Like, it just, like, I felt like trying to write her as a villain just, like, totally flopped, and it just seemed really out of character. And I was like, what? Vanessa's bad now? This doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't matter. Just more screen time.
That's all they care about.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, this is, I guess,
I'm sure
back
her publicist
to my...
was, like, telling them, put me in more.
Maybe.
Put me in
I don't
coach.
Really know how it all works. I assume the writers of Gossip Girl are listening and fuming.
Right.
And we'll get some letters.
Angry letters.
Yeah.
To which we'll write strongly worded angry responses.
No, we'll write a form. We'll send them the form letter that says, we appreciate your interest in our show. To learn more, go to bloggulator.com.
Okay.
Or, yeah. I just, like, this brings me back to a complaint I had and why I kind of stopped watching it in the first place, that I feel like the writers would do these things with the characters that were just so totally out of character for them. Either things that were so totally out of character, like, I feel like Vanessa, like, being, like, a totally evil, like, a Georgina almost, but without the fun.
Right.
Either make the characters do things to further the plot that were so out of character it just, like, makes me angry as a viewer, or the characters would keep falling back into old habits and they would never grow. I mean, it's in its fifth season, and here I watch season four, a lady and Amy are watching season four, and I'm thinking all the characters are kind of, I mean, Serena is still Serena, Blair is still Blair, Chuck is still Chuck, Nate is still Nate, Dan is still Dan, like, they haven't really grown up or grown at all.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I think that's... How much growing up do you want them to do?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, like...
Otherwise it wouldn't be as interesting a show.
I don't know if that's true.
Really?
I feel like they could have the characters grow and change a little bit and have it... And still write interesting, storylines for them.
I think that's exactly what brought down the OC.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I recently rewatched season 4 of the OC and it's actually pretty fantastic. I would give it another go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
It's funny.
And it's very dramatically satisfying as well.
Really?
Funny and dramatically satisfying.
Yeah.
All right.
But I also think that, like, I mean, I don't know, like, because I watched episode after episode all in a row, and I loved it, but I think it's, for some reason, it's not, like, it's really fun to watch in big chunks on something like Netflix. Kind of in the morning or afternoon.
Netflix?
When
isn't
you're
that our sponsor?
It is. You want to talk about that, Qualler?
You got it.
I don't know the line, so, hey, okay. Netflix is our sponsor. And
well,
something,
you
something.
See, Netflix is our sponsor. We have a sponsorship with Netflix, and if you go to bit.ly/blogflix, you can sign up for a free 2-week trial membership. And after that, it's $7.99 a month. And doing so, even if you decide to cancel, which, why would you do that? Because Netflix
it's
is great.
Netflix
even
is so good.
Just by signing up for that free trial, you also support independent netcasting like our show.
Thanks, Qualler.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Qualler.
Go back to eating what you're not supposed to eat.
Right.
It's a bit.ly
bit.ly/blogflix.
bit.ly/blogflix.
Blogflix.
Blogflix.
It's okay. Like Blogulator combined
we
with
get
Netflix
it.
Equals
Blogflix. Oh, Blogflix. I get it now. Yeah, so thanks to Netflix, I can watch Gossip Girl all day long, and I really feel like it works for me if I'm watching it, because I get really drawn into it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, not a... But you can't do it
on, like, a week-by-week basis.
No, exactly.
Because you just can't, like, wait long
Well,
enough.
And because I'm, like over the course of, like, a week or even, like, a couple days, I stop caring because the plot lines and the characters are so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I feel like that...
It's kind of like when I get into reading, like, young adult novels.
Mm-hmm.
You can't... I mean, it's not one of those things that you can, like, enjoy, like, consistently for a month or something. You just read them all in one day because it's such a fast, easy read.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But I guess I feel like something like The OC had me coming back week after week. Even something like early seasons of Dawson's Creek had me coming back week after week, and I feel like Gossip Girl could be something like that, and it just doesn't quite go there. And it's hard to put my finger on it, but I feel like it's things like the characters not developing or growing at all or changing at all, and relying too much on, instead of any, like, real character development or growth, just, like, crazy, ridiculous storyline after crazy, ridiculous storyline. And
mm-hmm.
you kind of, I feel like, always end up back where you started. So at the end, we have Nate and we have Dan Humphrey, who Serena is trying to choose between.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, she still... Does she choose either of them?
I don't know,
because I don't even remember
now. I didn't
now.
Get to the end of the season.
Let's talk about Blair.
Okay, let's talk about
Hottie McHotterson.
Yeah, totally hot.
Blair, of course, is still in love with Chuck, but Chuck, at the end of season 3, was in the red light district and, like, was beaten up. And found by...
Oh, he had a concussion or something,
yeah.
And he didn't remember who he was and
mm-hmm.
got amnesia, which is not crazy at all.
I don't think he had amnesia. He remembered who he was, but he saw it as a chance to start over because his wallet and passport and things were missing.
Okay.
And this woman finds him who didn't know him.
Who also plays the woman who finds the guy in that one movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, help.
What movie?
In Bruges. Right?
Oh.
Isn't she the one who finds Colin Farrell?
Is she?
Yeah, I think it is the same woman.
That would be an interesting coincidence.
Yeah, because when I saw it, I was like, hey, I've seen this scene before.
And he takes her back to New York and, like, becomes Chuck Bass again, but introduces her to all of his, wants to introduce her to all his friends and family and all that stuff. Oh, and of course, at the end of season 3, he had slept with Jenny, and everyone's mad about that.
Ooh.
And Blair banished Jenny from the city, which, I mean, come on, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
She's Blair Waldorf.
That's true. So anyway, Blair fell in love with a prince that she met in Paris, who's supposed to be a prince of Monaco, like a young prince of...
Oh, yeah, but he turns out to be just the driver of the prince.
No, he's actually the prince.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because he comes back in this season.
Okay.
So Blair, like, spends the first part of the season trying to break up Chuck and this new woman, and of course she's successful about it, and Chuck goes back to being, like, a drunk, and Blair still won't have him back because she's so mad at him. And then Chuck decides he's still in love with Blair and tries to get her back, but at that point she's back with the prince. And she also becomes friends with Dan Humphrey, and I was really afraid they would do a romance between the two of them, but
ew.
Luckily they avoided that.
Yeah.
There was one kiss, and that's all.
That's disgusting still.
And of course, I mean, like, see, that's what I mean about the characters not, like, changing. I feel like the whole, like, Blair being a schemer, like, she had kind of grown up and gotten past that in season 2, and now it's like she's back to being Blair the schemer, and it's almost like a comedy of errors, like, you know it's all gonna go totally awry. But, I don't know, I just want her and Chuck to be together. I feel like they can have a Blair-Chuck relationship without things always
yeah.
totally falling apart and still have it be interesting.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think that, like, I guess if we're talking... If you want the characters to grow and change, I think that they could finally, like, put to bed the, like, Chuck-Blair feud and
yeah.
just, like, let them be together or let them be apart.
And
just,
have
like,
Blair be less of, like, a total schemer.
Yeah.
And let her finally have some self-confidence and just... I don't know, be a grown-up. And I feel like that could still be interesting.
And there could still be comedy of errors.
Yeah, she could still get into pickles.
Right.
This season they're all at... Or Dan Humphrey is still at NYU. Blair and Serena and Juliet, New Girl are at Columbia. And is Nate at Columbia too, maybe? Chuck, of course, doesn't go to school because he's Chuck Bass.
Right.
But it just, again, even Blair. No, Blair never fell for Juliet. She knew that Juliet was kind of a schemer. Right. But it seemed like everyone else.
But Serena did.
Serena did, and, like, Dan did.
Right.
And it was just kind of ridiculous. And Nate did, completely.
Completely. Yeah. Who else? What about Blair? We haven't talked about Blair.
That's who we were just talking about.
Serena. Sorry.
Serena, yeah. So where would you put Serena on the hot list?
I'd say right after Blair.
Really? Okay, so
like
it goes...
Nate?
So it goes Nate, Blair.
Blair.
Serena. This is where it gets fuzzy. Chuck?
Chuck.
I would say Chuck.
Definitely Chuck.
What
about Jenny Humphrey?
Jenny Humphrey?
Yeah, yeah. I'd put her maybe above Serena.
Really?
Yeah, like it'd help if she wiped off that eyeliner.
I know. She was, Taylor Momsen was back for a few episodes, kind of towards the middle end of this season, which I really enjoyed. But I love that they've just made her into kind of a real villain too. But I wish that, yeah, they would let her quit with the crazy makeup.
But that's what she does in real life, so I think they just sort of, like, wrote that in because, like, people
I
like
heard she was really
that.
Hard to work with, too, and that's kind of why she's not in so many episodes.
Yeah, because she, like, after doing the first couple seasons, she, like, I don't know, went goth or something and started wearing, like, dark eyeliner, dyeing her hair black, and, like,
I think that's
being
what
really...
the kids call emo now.
Oh, okay, whatever. But and being really difficult to work with, so I think they just started writing that into her character just because everybody liked reading about it in the gossip magazines.
Gossip.
Yeah. It is Gossip Girl.
It is. Okay, so Nate at the top.
Then Blair.
Followed very closely by Blair.
Then I'd say Jenny Humphrey.
Then Jenny Humphrey, okay. And then Serena.
Serena, and then Chuck Bass.
And then Chuck Bass.
And then all the rest.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know. Vanessa's pretty attractive.
She's cute. We'll put Vanessa at number 6.
And then Dan Humphrey, like, way.
Dan Humphrey's, like 27.
Yeah, after all of the, like, cameos and
right.
the
right. Oh, that was
adult characters.
This season. There was a lot of weird, like...
There were.
Bravo.
Like, Rachel Zoe.
Celebrity.
Yeah.
or whatever they call it. Yeah, cameos. Yeah, Rachel Zoe, Tim Gunn.
Some other ones, yeah, but...
And others.
this is what I'm saying with the, like, magazines and stuff. Like, I think it's just, like, a big publicity thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be so. Mm. And I'm okay with that. I kind of just like them watching them, like, dress nice and go to fancy parties.
Yeah. And you know what? I'd rather there be cameos than, like, what the OC did, which is just, like, hey, have you heard of this new cool band, Rooney? Like,
okay,
Rooney,
that was
Rooney,
one
Rooney,
episode.
Rooney, Rooney, Rooney.
But, yeah.
But they did that quite frequently.
That's true.
Like, with new bands. Like, hey, aren't we, like, so indie and hipster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on Gossip Girl, their version of that is, aren't we so into fashion? I still think Gossip Girl takes itself a lot more seriously than the OC ever did.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the whole thing is a big, like, parody of itself.
Really? Gossip Girl?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's tongue-in-cheek or winky at all.
I think it is.
I
feel like it is, especially, I don't know. But
what do you think, listeners?
I haven't seen as many seasons
Tweet at
as
us.
You have.
Tweet at Blogulator Radio.
Right?
Let us know what you think.
Sweet.
Tweet that shh.
Ish.
Ish.
Tweet that ish.
Tweet that ish. Okay, so we've got our hot list. Should we talk about Chuck?
Let's talk about Chuck.
Just one, but I like when Chuck goes on his crazy drinking and drug binges. That's my favorite kind of Chuck.
Yeah.
He's hot.
He's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to put him above Serena on the hot list.
But
yeah.
Below Jenny Humphrey?
Yeah, definitely.
I actually, like, would... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So do we think that Blair is actually going to end up with Chuck or end up with that prince?
Well, I think, like you said, isn't the prince, like, out of the picture now?
No, they're, like, engaged. That's how season 4 ended. And she was like, Chuck, go away.
Really?
And Chuck was like, well, no,
okay,
she was ready.
Like, the last
she was ready
episodes.
To choose Chuck, and Chuck realized, you know what, like, I'm a bad guy for you. And the prince actually, like, loves you more than I could love you. And, like...
That doesn't sound like Chuck at all.
Because Chuck is growing and changing.
Aww.
See?
So Serena, she doesn't go on benders anymore. Only fake benders that Juliet stages.
And she was kind of into the teacher once they got him out of jail because he didn't actually statutory rape her when she was at boarding school. And then they were, like, dating and that whole thing was weird. And then I think he left. I don't know, and then Dan, like, broke up with Vanessa, because if there's ever a chance to be with Serena, he'll break up with Vanessa immediately.
Mm.
So I guess I don't blame Vanessa for going evil.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but she should really, like, she should turn her evil efforts on Dan Humphrey instead of Serena. Like, it's not Serena's fault that Dan is a total asshole.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
But, I don't know. But Serena's whole thing is like, hey, Mom, everyone, look how much I've grown and changed.
Yeah, except we never, like, actually saw the old Serena in this show at all. So the show started with her having grown and changed.
Okay.
So we didn't, like, there's been no, like, progression, I feel like, for Serena. Like, it's the same old. I don't know.
That's true.
I want Serena and Nate to be together. And Blair and Chuck and Dan and no one.
And Vanessa and a new hot character.
Vanessa and a new hot character. And Jenny and a new hot character.
Right.
Eric. Where does Eric... she's not very hot. He's kind of short. well, yes.
Wow.
What? No?
That's racist against short people, Bridget.
All right. I don't think short is a race.
I don't know.
You've been abroad.
I've been abroad. No, like, there was... Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget about Eric as a character. He got into drugs, kind of, this season a little bit, or something blackmail.
Really?
I don't know. It was boring. That part was boring.
I feel like the
Eric plots are consistently boring.
Yeah.
I think.
I thought him being gay was, like, the big thing.
That was, like, a while ago, though.
Yeah. But they haven't had anything, like, super interesting since that about his character.
No. Except he kind of got into drugs with what's-his-name, the guy from boarding school.
Yeah.
Damon or...
Ooh, something. If it's a Damon, they're always bad. All Damons are bad.
Have you been watching Vampire Diaries?
No.
There's a bad Damon on Vampire Diaries.
Of course there is.
What Damons were you referring to? Just in general?
Just in general.
Life experience?
Yeah,
Travels abroad?
Yeah, travels abroad.
Well, you should be watching Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Which is better than Gossip Girl. See, and, like, I fully had thought, you know, this would be a podcast of me just, like, gushing about how I can't believe I've stopped watching Gossip Girl and I totally got reconnected with all the characters and am revamped to start watching season 5 as soon as it's available I missed it, and blah, 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 blah. But now as soon as I sit down to talk about Gossip Girl, I'm reminded about all the stuff that still bugs me about Gossip Girl. And then you have something like Vampire Diaries, which is just better.
But I think I've got to agree with you. Like, I stopped watching it when it was on television.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, even if it was on while I was doing stuff,
mm-hmm.
I would just be like, meh, I'll watch something else. Mm-hmm. But now that it's on Netflix, like, I can watch, like several in a row.
It's a perfect, like, Saturday, Sunday morning... Lays around.
Yeah. But if it's just like one isolated episode, I feel like I have better things to do.
Yeah, I'm never gonna schedule my time to watch it while it's on the air.
Yeah, but even just like if I happen to be like turning the TV on and mm-hmm. like going to make dinner or something, I'll still choose to watch something else.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can only watch it, you'd only watch it if you can watch chunks of it together?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. Yeah. All right. So, Gossip Girl, not so shitty, I guess.
but also kind of shitty.
But they're still hot, and they still, like, it's still exciting when you're watching it. It's hard to talk about it because it's so ridiculous, but it's still fun to watch, I think.
And they still have pretty outfits.
Right. I think it'll always be fun to watch, even as you're watching it and being like, oh, come on! No one would believe that Juliet's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't question the logic.
No, you can't. Oh, and Lily something something? Do we want to talk about the grown-ups?
No.
Lily,
they're not
Rufus.
Interesting at all.
Rufus is just a grown-up Dan, and it's horrible.
And, yeah, he's a grown-up asshole.
Less hot than Dan, even.
Way less hot.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know. Dan's pretty far... I would actually place him below...
below Rufus.
Yeah.
Except I think... Where do you think Dan got his good guy complex from?
From Rufus, but that has nothing to do with hotness.
Oh, it has everything to do with hotness for me. Dan,
no.
Dan is just, objectively, he's not like a terrible looking guy.
No,
just
but objectively, he's still so far down the list from everybody else.
You think so?
Yes.
Just in looks?
Yes.
Huh. See, I don't think, I mean, no, I don't know.
His face looks like a snake.
What? <Okay.
laughs> That might have something to do with the personality.
She's been abroad. Oh, Georgina maybe is coming back in the fifth season. I mean, I guess the fifth season is halfway
through
by now.
Yeah, I'm totally over Michelle Trachtenberg.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm over Michelle Trachtenberg, but I like the character of Georgina.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Over it. I want to see Jenny Humphrey and Vanessa turn into, like, likable villains.
Mm. Yeah, I would enjoy that, too.
I would like that better than Georgina coming back, because I feel like Georgina is, like, an easy fallback.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we need somebody who's, like, likable and evil. Let's bring back Georgina.
But I was reading Us Weekly, because season 5 is on the air, and so I think that Blair actually, like, they have, like, a wedding episode where she's supposed to marry the prince but doesn't or something.
Ooh.
And Georgina's at the wedding, so I think Georgina is going to come back as a character. Oh, also, to throw in another thing, Serena's cousin, who turned out to not actually be her cousin, but, like, someone that her aunt paid to pretend to be her cousin, came and, like, riled things up and got money, something-something trust fund.
Okay.
That was weird. Did you see any of those episodes?
No, I did not.
I think she's coming back, too, and I think she's going to be with Georgina.
Ah.
But I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, any closing remarks on Gigi, Gossip Girl? No?
No.
That was
that was
you.
It. I think
that
we pretty much summarized shitty but not so shitty.
Yeah, in sum, I still probably won't watch it, but if I get caught up, I would make a little time to watch it while it's on the air. Better to watch it in chunks of episodes at a time on a Sunday lazy afternoon post, like, a run when you're tired and...
Oh, and you can tweet us your hotness list of the characters of Gossip Girl.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
At Blogulator.
Blogulator Radio.
Radio.
So this has been Bridget.
And Lady Amy.
And we are Blogulator Radio, coming to you on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network. Again, we enjoy our sponsor Netflix, because thanks to Netflix streaming, we've remembered how much we about Gossip Girl. and if you want that hotness list again, it was Nate, Blair, Jenny?
No. Serena?
I thought we put Jenny above Serena.
I think we did. Oh, Nate, Blair, Jenny, Chuck?
Yeah.
Serena. Vanessa, and then way, 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 way down Dan Humphrey.
Yeah, if there are any pro Dan Humphreys, we'd like to hear from you.
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, we wouldn't. and if you have not been caught up on Gossip Girl and would like to spend a weekend as we did watching an entire episode, or an entire season, one mediocre episode after another, you kind of get sucked into it, and eventually I find myself wanting to sabotage my friends, like Chris and Jerxica. Like, I want to, like, text them the wrong address for, like, a dinner that we were all going to for no reason Gossip Girl.
That's why I always hide your phone after we watch Gossip Girl.
I know, because it makes me want to be a saboteur. But if you would like to have a free trial of Netflix, you can go to bit.ly/blogflix and try it free for a couple of weeks. Catch up on the Gossip Girl and other things you've missed. But thanks for listening to us pseudo-gush about this show, and I'm sure you've enjoyed it, because our opinions are valid.